Marcella Evaristi. Episode 4, Befriending Freddy. Why can't I?
What, grow faster?
No, carry my own beer.
You're too near the ground. Oh, don't drag my tuba.
It is my Mr. Twit's beard. Let me look at it again. It's amazing.
Dad did the hair weaving from big paintbrush bristles. Gone to my lip balm.
I was meant to make it myself.
Don't fret, Tomlet. That almost never happens, especially not with art school parents.
Be fun going to New York for Harry's play in the holidays, eh?
I know. Then I've got Katie's party the next day after we come back.
You know, I can't really remember what Harry looks like.
Oh, God, don't say that to Mum. She'll make you sit through their Skype-a-thons. When you wake up, you'll have grown your own beard.
Mum, it pours and it's a bit hard to breathe.
Well, stop talking and you'll have enough breath.
Hey, Dad.
Look at that beardy volume. You look like Charles Darwin dipped in swill.
No, I meant to look like...
Yeah, no, you do it. You do it. Pure Mr. Twit.
Need to get back to the gang.
You hear that? He said gang. He's beginning to feel at home here.
Yeah, he said that at the old school when he was being embezzled for his car wash money and getting third-degree Chinese burns.
Good luck! He was a bit worried that it didn't look like he'd made it himself. Hope we haven't taken over too much.
Listen, I've been doing this a long time, and whenever I've played by the rules, I've been screwed over. Everyone here plays dirty. Look at the mermaid. The one with the overbite. Yeah. Hello, Fanula! You think she made those fish scales with a felt kit at home? Get real, Joe. Costume hire. Look at the moulding.
Oh, Fanula!
That child is beyond hyperactive.
That flapping could break someone's leg.
Her mother said to me, what do you think of a homeopathic alternative to her medication? I thought, sure, why not? And if that doesn't work, there's always Lourdes.
Me, it's shocking. Oh.
Yeah, if we can all just settle down, I'll announce the winners.
I think it's starting.
Third prize goes to Shimona for her Lady Gaga.
Well, I'm gagging.
Second prize to Fanula.
Oh, she's definitely going to fly off now.
And first prize... Freddy.
For Dennis the Menace?
Oh, that was a bit rubbish. Tom.
A striped sweater and a plastic Dennis the Menace mask. First prize. Oh, I'm not letting this go. Dumb school, dumb Dennis choice. Our boy needs a bit of a break, Joe. You should be backing me up here.
Okay, you go and object. I'm right behind you.
Thanks, Joe.
Welcome, Mimi.
Hey, Dad, it's really important you have to
hey,
listen.
Hey, sweetheart, sorry that
no,
you
No, Dad,
didn't...
stop. No, I need to ask you something. It's money from Freddy.
Hello, Freddy.
Hello.
But you know, it's the last week of term and I haven't had a single sleepover since I came here and Freddy's just asked me over to his tonight. Lucy has millions of sleepovers. Please!
Wait till you hear this.
Mimi, before...
They gave the first prize to Dennis the Duke of Disguise because he had just... joined the school.
Yeah, and we think that's a pretty good reason because this is...
This is my friend Freddy, Mum. He's new.
Hi, Freddy.
Mum, it was Freddy that won.
Hello, Mrs. Miller.
Great stripes. Very parallel.
I'm going on a sleepover tonight. Bye. Thanks for the beer.
You have fun at Freddy's. Bye.
Bye, Mrs. Miller.
Bye.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Oh, did you hear that clatter?
What?
The knife you stuck in my back. It just fell out onto the floor.
I tried to tell you. Come on. He's found a pal. Friendship trumps prizes, eh?
Sure. Of course. But have you met his mother?
Look, this is my side of the week. Let me worry about that.
Promise me you'll check first. What if it wasn't a disguise? For all you know, the whole family could be Beano mask-wearing weirdos, like a DC Thompson clan. You laugh, the door will open and Desperate Dan will be standing there. Oh, I'm off. Hey, Fanula, watch my leg, pet.
This is the street, isn't it?
Yeah, I can see Freddy up there at the window. Hiya!
Oh, hello. No, wait for me, Tom. Lucy, you're at home?
Hi, Daddy. I don't have keys.
Oh, Dad, come on.
Hold on, Tom. You must have keys.
Can't I just go on? We're here. See you, Dad.
I haven't. I'm locked out.
No, wait, Tom. Not again, Lucy. God almighty. Next to lawyers, key cutters must make a bucket full of money at a divorce.
I see it this way. I don't have your keys because well, I picked up Mum's keys instead. If they were your keys as well,
Lucy,
right now you'd be asking Lucy, about my day with affection and interest. But it's because you're divorced and live in different houses...
Hang on.
I had no say in creating.
You know, being locked out is not the end of the world. I'll just drop Tom off and I'll be straight there.
How long will you be?
Don't strop. I'll be as quick as I can. Wait for me.
How long for?
Till I get there. And don't wait in the fetish shop doorway. You know that creeps me out. Lucy?
I love you. So while the kid's really excited to be coming over to New York,
They must be so happy Joe's back full time near them.
Yes, that's all great. But they've also got this brilliant new stepdad in their life. I want them to get to know
Mimi,
you and...
I need to tell you, I've been thinking about fatherhood a lot.
My, that's a big turnaround.
I know.
But turnarounds can happen. But look at me, I changed from being a divorced, depressed, impoverished Beckett scholar to a happy children's writer who got you. See? You can rethink anything. Even being born astride the grave.
That's what I've been thinking. That I shouldn't give up on fatherhood.
Really? Harry, really? I thought all your thinking on that subject had been thoroughly thought.
I didn't hear that. The sound's not good.
Oh, no... I'm so glad you changed your mind because I wasn't as resigned as I made out.
Okay, I'll speak to you later. Love you.
Oh, Harry. Oh, Harry. Harry, I love you. You are unbelievably cool and smart and sexy. And you told me all your daddy days were over and done with. And I said I didn't mind, but... I wasn't telling the truth. Really, no, I wasn't. Oh, yes, there's a Brooklyn baby coming my way, but not in a Beckhamy sense, 'cause we'll call him something classier, obviously. Oh, I want everyone I love under one roof. That's the truth under one roof. There's the secret little truth. No? Maybe call her Ruthie. I'm going to have a Brooklyn baby. A wee bump grew in Brooklyn.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, Lucy, how long have you been standing there? Oh, I'm a bit high. Woo-hoo! Those energy drinks you drink, not good. Try not to. Oh, give me a kiss.
Mm.
Oh, that's good. You remembered your keys to here. Oh, gosh, you're pretty. I made a tall, pretty girl. Oh, I make lovely babies. But what are you doing here?
Oh, because it's Tuesday, I shouldn't be here.
Oh, don't be silly. How'd you get bigger than me and you're 14?
Mum...
What happened? Dad, stop walking!
Let's get home. Just lucky I needed to go back and get my house keys off you.
Oh, what about my sleepover? That was very rude.
You're just going to stand there?
Yes. I am very unhappy.
I better phone your mum.
Oh, Dad!
Tom! Mimi, it's Joe. No, well, I dropped him off at the boy's house and it... No, he's all right.
I'm not all right.
No, he is all right, but I couldn't leave him there. No... No, Mimi, no one was wearing... No, no, no. There was nothing Beano about it. The babysitter was stoned. Yes. Pupils the size of Smarties. Smarties, who are you talking to? Lucy, she was supposed to wait for me. No. No, she can't stay over. We'll be over right now. Everyone is sleeping at my house tonight. Not you, obviously. Though, I suppose if you wore a mask... Minnie the Minx would be ideal, but I'm easy.
Hey, baby.
I'm staying here tonight.
No, Tom.
I'm not listening. I'm going to my treehouse. Don't anyone dare come after me, okay?
Hey, Tomlet.
Why are you in here?
Because here is the only stash of energy drinks that she hasn't found.
I got dragged away from my new friend Freddy's house just because...
Bore you, that's rubbish, but that's nothing.
It's not nothing.
Listen, when I got home, she was dancing around the kitchen wearing your beard and singing about a new baby. That's the new plan.
Right.
Trust me, this is big, seriously.
Why?
Because babies are like Krypton. They don't look like much, but they can change the whole plot.
What?
You know how when you got born, they told me you brought a doll's house to win me over... to make me like you.
Oh, the one I brought from Planet Baby on the space-time continuum.
You believe what you want. I'm just trying to prepare you. You wait and see. The day is coming. You'll go into a room and there'll be a fort waiting for you beside the cot.
A fort?
A fort. That's how it starts. It's like the fort is a portal.
A portal? Where to?
Who knows? Who knows what our lives will become like next year? Where we'll go or how we'll live? How many new sets of keys I'll get blamed for forgetting? And keys to where, Tom? And to what?
I'm scared. Harry's never here.
It's like he doesn't like our roof. You've got it.
Ooh. you, yoga lady. You remind me of a toy I had that could do that. Mr. Bendy. No. Don't stop.
No. The poses stop now. I was married to you. I know about Mr. Bendy.
Yeah, you do. Like, for instance, what puberty did to my feelings for soft and rubbery Mr. Bendy.
Oh, give me some caffeine. Poor Tom. He won't let up about Freddy now. He's been out to find a new best friend since he changed schools.
And some of us never stop looking, Mimi.
Ah, Joe, are you on the lookout for a new best friend?
It wouldn't have to be best. Just hot, friendly, and not mad.
Like Bonita the performance artist from Woolawonga was?
Yeah. And no more with a froideur.
Like your more recent Dominique.
Mm.
She was chilly. Classy, though. Like a very posh fridge. Like a French smeg, she was.
I'd keep my new friend neatly in the childless half of my week.
Lovely. Like a timeshare.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Like a fancy a good timeshare. No more flash falling for people like an idiot.
I don't want a thought. Are you listening to me? I do not want a
thought. Oh, here we go. Lucy, what have you been telling him?
What have you not been telling him, Mother? That's all I'm saying.
No, go away, Dad. Look, Bobby's waiting in his van to take your wallpaper.
Stop freaking out. You never believe I can handle stuff like that.
Well, what about the scary Petey woman Mum had to save you from when you messed up with the raffle tickets?
Yeah. Just keep a lookout for Freddy. I need to talk to his mother, God help me. And it was the PTA woman.
You hid.
She looked like Mussolini in a caftan.
There he is. Fred!
I can't see who he's with. Wait till that Harley Davidson gets out of the way. Let's get this over with.
Hi, Fred.
Freddie, am I too late? I wanted to talk to your... Oh, mother.
This is my mum.
Hello.
Hey, Fred, she doesn't half fit a lot of hair under that helmet.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's like a kind of hair TARDIS.
Bye, boys.
Bye, Mum.
Bye.
Bye, Mr. Miller.
Now.
Hi, I'm Joe Miller. Hello. Your babysitter was stoned, but your son is a complete sweetheart.
Oh, God. Now I get it, of course. Oh, Katrina just bolted and Freddie couldn't explain why you'd taken Tom off.
What's your name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Now I understand. Oh, Joe.
Oh, Jennifer. No, I should have found out your number from Freddie and phoned you. I feel awful. I hope you can forgive me for being so irresponsible.
Oh, Joe, I am so sorry about this. We've just moved here, me and Fred.
Are you divorced?
Widowed.
That's perfectly sad.
I'm just thinking, without you, I'd never have found out.
Well, that's right. So, listen... I don't smoke dope, so how about Freddie has a sleepover at ours? Well, mine. I'm divorced. Tonight.
That would make Fred crazy happy. You're so nice, Joe Miller. Thank you. I owe you.
Hey. Oh, I will let you repay me, Jennifer Harley Davidson. Yeah, Bobby, I'm coming. Now you can take me crazy happy all the way to B&Q.
Thanks. Phew. I was worried that babysitter thing at yours was going to really mess things up.
Nah, my mum was all like, well done, Tom's dad. Blah-de-blah.
She was stoned.
Katrina? Yes, I know. Turns out that was why she was always waking me up.
To offer you drugs in the night?
No, to buy my toffee stash off me.
Is that right?
Yep, it's called the munchies.
Mmm. Thanks. I really admire the way you and your ex-wife handle bringing up your kids together.
It's not easy, especially since neither Mimi nor I are emotionally stable. Especially her.
Don't believe you.
Well, we've both taken steps to be saner people. In my case, 12 steps.
Mm. Which is why I'm drinking all the wine I bought. Mm. So what does Mimi do to stay sane?
After running out of therapists, or maybe they ran, I forget, she's now committed to yoga for anxiety, so... Now, whenever I annoy the crap out of her, she retreats into the timeless present on a mat.
It's a good trick. Does it help?
Well, helps me when I get a cheap laugh out of it. But you didn't even smile.
I'm a yoga teacher.
Ah.
I know it works.
Right. Can you help me with this posture? I think the way my foot is lodged in my mouth is affecting my breathing.
So how did your dad know?
Her eyes went different colours.
I never saw that.
Yeah, well, my dad did. And that's why he jumped into action.
Can cannabis used to not be so strong and dangerous, but now it's crazy stuff.
Yeah, and that melts your brain. Not like before. That's what my mum says too.
I didn't know about the coloured eyes thing, though.
Oh, yeah, that's how they call it, the Smarties.
Oh, after the Smarties, the Munchies. Oh, right, I get it.
Pupils big as Smarties.
You know, I think you like your life more than you admit.
Hey, listen, right now, with you in this timeless present moment, I have no complaints. Would you like some more of your own wine?
Dad, Dad, the most terrible thing has happened to me. You've got to help, you've got to fix it.
I'm going to leave you to it.
No, you mustn't go.
Mum made a mistake. We're not going to get back from New York in time for Katie's birthday party, so there's no way I'm going.
Lucy, we will work this out, but for now, best go back to sleep and we will talk it through in the morning.
Why are you talking like one of Mum's tapes?
What do you mean?
You've got to fix this. If she thinks I'm putting Harry before Katie, she's off her head. She's been standing on it too long, I'm telling you.
Hope things work out, Lucy.
Don't go, Jennifer, please.
You have wonderful parents.
You know my mum? Listen, can you tell her that this is the worst day of my entire life? Jennifer, I beg you, tell me. You will tell her.
I don't know her.
Then why the hell did you say you did?
Lucy!
Bye then.
God,
what's wrong with her?
Absolutely nothing at all, and she's gone.
Seriously, you want me to go and write stuff?
Nah, come and have a cup of tea.
Hey, Dad, Freddie and I... What's wrong?
Nothing. I wish I still had Mr. Bendy.
Who?
An old friend, never mind.
So, Fred, that's when my dad's never going to get the Smarties.
Right. Because he's a sordid alcoholic.
Yeah.
Tom.
No, it's fine, Dad. Freddy's my new best friend. We have no secrets and never will. Bye, Dad.
Dad, you told Jennifer anyway. I heard you.
Bye, Mr. Miller.
Bye, boys.
What, you were listening?
In this flat, Daddy, Mum's got thicker curtains than these walls.
Come and have tea.
Dad, you have to save my life here. Katie doesn't have birthdays without me. Oh, and Mimi's having a baby.
True, you get in soft toilet paper for the children's half of the week.
Wow.
That's so sweet. You did that when we first dated.
Remember, I'm sweet when you start yelling at me.
I won't yell at you. I think we're great. So, hit me with your thoughts.
I've been thinking. Me and Tom, having a time together in Dorset over the holidays makes more sense than hauling him off to New York.
What? Joe! What's in Dorset?
Freddie's mum is teaching at a yoga retreat there that weekend. He deserves this. Little boys roaming the country. I could learn to salute the sun.
I thought you were on my side.
I am, but Lucy needs to go to Katie's party. She really does.
It breaks my heart, but Lucy gave me the wrong dates. Repeatedly. It's not my fault.
Let her stay with Katie.
I want us all there together, Joe.
They're not babies. Is there anything you'd like to tell me?
About what?
You tell me.
It's like you're reading words the kidnappers told you to say. What's going on? Why have you stopped helping me get the children on board with this?
You sound pretty emotional. Is there anything you'd like to tell me?
You're doing that kidnap thing again. The police have told us not to give you any money!
Well, we can share this salad. Alfalfa is deceptively filling.
It's so hard starting out again, Jennifer. Go on.
Well, then I fell in and then out of love with Freddie's best friend's father.
That must have been great. For outings and while it lasted. And then sad.
The boys suffered. And Freddie and his best friend Florian.
Right.
Every time Florian came for a sleepover, this bitter, bitter man would use it as an excuse to come over himself and make a scene. Nightmare. Never again.
Your mistake was trusting a man who called his son Florian.
I know, deep down, you agree with me that Freddie and Tom becoming friends right now trumps everything.
Yeah. You know what? We can take it slowly. I'm so looking forward to that yoga retreat in Dorset. I have put my foot down. Tom's needs come first.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm committing to celibacy and to my child.
Celibacy?
Yeah. I'm going to do it properly this time. Like, for at least a year.
A year?
At least.
Now, Harry is a central part of this family. He's going to join this family discussion on Skype.
any minute.
He's not more central than Katie. Here, this is for you.
What? Who is it? Hello? It's Katie. She's weeping. Hello, Katie? Oh, don't cry, darling. Yes, I know. I know, your birthday party. I am so, so sorry. No, that's true. None of my marriages have lasted as long, but even so... Thank you, Katie. Goodbye.
10 years we've been together, Katie and me. Family record, Mum.
Stop. Listen, this is my turn. So no Dorset, Tom. What? No limousine party, Lucy. Our trip to New York, it's all arranged. I'm so glad about your new friend, though, Tom. How was the sleepover?
It was brilliant.
Are you pregnant?
What? No, I'm not. Lucy, what have you been saying?
You said you were having a Brooklyn baby. You were dancing around the kitchen. I saw you.
Brooklyn? What's Brooklyn going to do with it?
I refuse to be interrogated. I have to fly out with you two and talk to Harry first.
Fine, as long as you're not thinking about moving.
No, not...
Not what? Swear.
What are you, 12? I don't know. Look, we haven't had time to discuss anything.
You don't know. I left my marriage and my life. The children are adjusting to living between us.
Just because last summer you had an epiphany about fatherhood.
I told you plans can change. So, Mum, about Dorset...
It wasn't a bloody epiphany. I was trapped in queue. I have always wanted to share the children.
Apart from when you buggered off.
Hey, you don't get to use that anymore, Mimi. Since 2004, I have supported you through your second divorce, your mental breakdown and your career change.
Yeah, actually, that's fair. And you are a great father.
So, are you moving to Brooklyn?
I'm not going to Brooklyn. I'm going to live with my daddy.
Because I'll fight you. The yoga isn't working, Mimi. You're flexible but hardly stable. The children can come and live with me.
In the saddo pad? Really? And I suppose you're going to pay for Tom's therapist and Lucy's orthodontics with nectar points.
I don't need Pamela anymore.
I think I need a porcelain veneer, actually.
It is not a saddo pad. You are a big liar. You said Dad had done wonders in that flat.
Grown-ups, they'll say anything to get what they want. There's Harry on Skype now.
Hey, you guys. You know, this year has been crazy. Getting married, winning the Pulitzer, and then becoming a no-show in your house. I am always missing you.
I miss you too.
But I am so profoundly moved by my new extended family. And Joe especially.
Hey, Harry.
What do you mean especially?
Watching Joe reassemble his life around his children. I admire you, Joe.
Cheers, Harry. Sorry, you were saying?
Yes, wait, no. Hold it there. Enough. I admire him too. Admire is definitely in the mix. Oh. But when the kids were wee, he buggered off to be edgy in Manhattan. I had to stay and be, you know, rounded edgy in Tufnell Park. Because kids can't have two edgy parents. There was always one who has to buy the padded corners to stick onto the furniture. And that was me. But now it's my turn.
Hey, Mimi, whatever.
Uh-oh, Mum can't stand being whatevered.
Whatever the pain. You never had it in you to do what my ex Catherine did. She poisoned my kids against me, Joe.
This is great! Like a scene from Doctor Who. We are listening, Harry Creature, on the big central screen thing. What is your message?
Harry, we need to talk privately.
But what I have to say is for all of you. I need to uninvite you.
No!
Yay, Dorset, here I come!
I know you'll understand.
No, I won't! It's my turn to funny around Manhattan because I have paid my frigging dues.
For years, I've been writing to my daughter and never getting a reply. Until now. But right now, she's on her way to New York. And I'm gonna make up for lost time.
Oh, that's so beautiful, isn't it, Mum? Mum? Mum?
Oh. You want to be her father. Not...
Listen, Mum. Harry's play is going to come to London, and you're getting a new stepdaughter in your life.
She's not... 26 isn't really new, but yes, that would be lovely.
Mimi, you inspire me. I want to be as good a parent as you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Do you hear that, Mum?
I need to go. Bye, my wonderful gang. Enjoy your party, Lucy.
Bye, Harry. Give my regards to Broadway.
Oh, shut up.
I could go to the party now. It's like a dream come true. Mum, I love Harry.
Glad to hear it.
Got to call Katie.
I'm going to phone Freddie. We're going to Dorset. Hip, hip, hooray.
Well, Dad's not.
Why not?
Well, poor Dad. He really wanted to go and do yoga.
Did he?
Yeah, but then it turned out he needed to pass this wallpapering exam. Good luck with your anaglyptic revision.
Yes, good luck with that, Joe.
Thanks.
So how come no Dorset? Let's sit on the sofa, Joe, and you can tell me all about your anaglyptic revision. Get knocked back, did you?
Big time. She said it was celibacy. But that's just yoga talk for it's not you, it's me.
Too bad.
I'm sorry he doesn't want... You were the best at being pregnant.
Oh, I loved it. You just breathed in and out, and miracles happened. Breathing has been a big letdown ever since.
Well, maybe it just seems that way because we were kids and in our first love, and nothing seemed too difficult.
I'm sorry I got a bit carried away with my retro baby moon dream.
Oh, I get it. I know the happy family you forever hanker for. I blame your untraditional dad.
My dad was a crap father who sent me signed regional theatre programmes on my birthday. Many happy returns from Perth Rep. Not that I got them on my birthday.
Still, it was an exotic childhood. Home tutored on a cruise ship.
Oh, God! My upbringing was an oxymoron. Here.
Thanks. Did you give you a pretty name, though, your mum? I've always loved Mimi.
Called after an operatic consumptive that died young.
Good remorse. Brunhilde. You could put that on your gratitude list.
Good night, Mum and Dad. Good night, Dad and
night.
Mum.
Night.
Night.
Pea brain.
Freak.
We're good divorced double-parent friends again, aren't we, Mimi?
Of course we are. Hope you find someone, Joe.
I hope you find someone who wants children, Mimi.
No, no, I'm fine with Harry. You can't have everything.
You think there's always a deal?
I think so.
To friendship.
Yes, Joe. To friendship. You can make new friends, but you can't make old friends.
Did Lucy say that?
No. Martin Amis.
Oh, don't tell me. Martin is Harry's best bud.
Oh, don't be silly. They just go to the same dentist.
Hmm. Mimi. Mimi. Mimi, my arm's trapped.
The Go-Betweenies was written by Marcella Evaristi. In episode 4 of The Go-Betweenies, Lucy was played by Phoebe Abbott, Tom Finley Christie, Mimi Sarah Alexander, and Joe was David Tennant. Jennifer was Emily Bruni, Freddie Oliver Dillon, and Harry was Stuart Milligan. The Go-Betweenies was directed by Marilyn Imrie, produced by Gordon Kennedy, and was an Absolutely production for BBC Radio 4.